Steel coils are loaded and prepared to become parts of products from auto transmissions to knitting needles to that little piece of steel you roll your thumb on in a lighter. This is Bilstein Cold Rolled Steel in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and it just opened last year. The new company is among some signs of life in the Ohio Valley steel and aluminum industries after years of decline. For 20 years, Martin Dofka was a steel worker at Wheeling Pittsburgh Steel in West Virginia. A Trump supporter, Dofka says foreign companies have an unfair advantage because they don't have to comply with the regulations American companies do.
They don't play by the same rules. There's no way for the American companies to, I would call, competitively compete with them.
Dofka isn't against environmental or work safety regulations. He thinks they're important. He says tariffs would help make global trade more fair.
I just think they should have to do the same thing if we're buying their steel. If they don't want to comply with their regulations, we shouldn't buy it at all.
The import tariffs the White House is considering would create winners and losers among the Ohio Valley's metals manufacturers and could affect many other industries as well. Century Aluminum, the country's largest premium aluminum producer, cut production at its Hawesville, Kentucky facility by more than half in 2015. Executive Vice President Jesse Gary blames subsidized imports, which forced prices down. He says if the Commerce Department's recommendations are implemented, Century will be able to bring that smelter back to full capacity and bring back 350 jobs that pay an average of $90,000 a year.
The truth about the aluminum industry is the U.S. is actually one of the few aluminum-producing regions in the world that actually doesn't already have tariffs on primary aluminum.
Gary says Kentucky is already the largest producer of aluminum in the country, and it soon could be producing more. Brady Industries is building the first new aluminum mill in the U.S. in decades. Brady CEO Craig Bouchard supports the tariff recommendations.
If companies are facing tariffs as they import here and they want to continue to import here, as many of them do, they'll consider making capital expenditures here, creating jobs, and being part of our community.
Kentucky taxpayers also have a lot riding on Brady. The company got a $15 million investment from state government and another $12 million in tax incentives. Bouchard says some countries should be excluded from the tariff if they are good trading partners. And as for concerns that the tariffs could trigger a trade war,
never shy of fighting a war with a good cause, and always want to be a winner.
But economist Brian Strau warns that other regional industries could suffer. Strau works at Western Kentucky University and is also a Republican candidate for the Kentucky House of Representatives. He notes that the European Union has said it will place tariffs on bourbon from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's state to maximize the political pain. Aerospace industries with major exporting companies in Kentucky and Ohio are concerned tariffs will damage relations with client countries. And then there's the auto industry, a major employer in the region, which Strau says needs imported steel.
It'll result in a net loss of U.S. jobs, which is not, I think, what President Trump is wanting to happen, but it's the law of unintended consequences.
But not everyone in the auto industry agrees.
And I think we need to level the playing field.
That's Jack Bowers, vice president of the United Auto Workers Local in Bowling Green, Kentucky. He has firsthand experience with auto plants closing. He put in 15 years at a General Motors plant in Michigan before it closed. He says it's a hard thing to watch.
When you work with somebody, they're part of your family. They become part of it because you spend a lot of time with them and you hate seeing them go out the door. There's a chance they won't ever be called back.
Bauer says he's not a fan of President Trump, but he supports imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum. Like Wheeling steelworker Martin Dofka, Bowers wants foreign companies to meet similar labor and environmental standards.
I mean, you want to be competitive, but there's only one Earth.
Bowers thinks America's consuming power will help it ride out a trade war and drive more domestic production, something most economists doubt. Those on both sides of the tariff debate will be watching eagerly for a final decision from the White House, which is due by mid-April. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.